Hello and welcome to the Inspiring South Africans Tribe from Heather de Wit in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile individuals, groups, and organizations in and out of South Africa who are all doing it with purpose and are focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. I'm going to be talking to someone I've admired and respected for many, many years. And it is Dr. Barbara Johnson in KZN, who works with trauma, transformation, and transcendence. She also has an honorary doctorate, is a counselor, a life coach, business consultant, and author, and is also an adventurer of note. Welcome, Barbara.
Heather, so nice to be with you. Thank you.
Yay, at last, hey? Yeah,
Yeah, we are, girl.
we are, girl. Okay, so tell us where it all started for you.
Heather, I was brought up in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. When I was about 10 years old, I was very conscious of the fact that I was looking for something more in life. I had a happy childhood. I had a lot going on in my favor. But I just sensed for myself that there had to be more to life than what I was currently experiencing. I wanted the depth, I wanted the search, I wanted I suppose you would call it the spirit of life itself.
Well, I mean, 10 years old sounds kind of real to me as well. But I find that with all the Zimbabweans that I've met over the years, the energy of the people is different. Can you explain that?
Yes, I think it has something to do with the fact that we were in sanctions for so many years, that we had to pull together, that so many disappointments came our way, so many cuts and so many failed country friendships came our way, that we had to bond together, we had to search together, we had to do things differently. And I think that spirit has stayed with us in so many ways. I still see it there now. I think the Rhodesian Zimbabwe spirit is one of life and survival and going for it anyway.
Absolutely, and perseverance, you know?
Certainly.
Yes, wonderful. Now, I know as an adventurer of note, you've undertaken some phenomenal adventures like walking the Camino in Spain and swimming with the dolphins. I'm going to ask you about them and what they taught you and showed you. So let's start with the Camino.
Well, first of all, when I heard you say adventurous, I've never really thought myself to be adventurous. Just having a purpose in life, having a life calling, if you will, and having to do it, get on and do the job. So El Camino, I think, came from my Dominican convent school years in Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, and I'm sure the nuns must have planted a seed there. And I think the whole concept of people walking for miles and miles and miles to take their goods, to have communication with another city, another town, all that walking, I think fascinated me. And in fact, I did El Camino. I walked about 400 kilometers. And you know what? I loved it. What did I learn? Wow, so much at so many levels. In fact, I think probably the biggest thing that I learned was get started, focus, and get the job done. And that's how I handled each day because the irony of that walk, Heather, was that I had legs that were in pain since I was a child. And I went on that walk knowing it would be a huge challenge to me. And I had to get the job done. And I did. I managed. Not only did I manage the walk, I landed up being one of the top three walkers in the group. And
Oh,
wow, I mean,
I
imagine
know.
doing that.
Oh well, I'm also a convent girl, but anyway, I think that grounding, there's something in it that does ground you for life. And it all affects us in different ways. So now let's go to swimming with the dolphins.
Oh, wow. So I did that in March of this year. And Heather, I had been very, very, very ill on the boat. And I had been taking tissue salts and a homeopathic medication, only to realize they didn't touch sides for me for the seasickness. And it was, I don't know if it was that, but I was yellow on day three. And my colleagues in the boats wondered, was I going to get out of this boat again? And was I going to be persevering? And was I going to be tolerant of all the illness? And I got out of that boat. And I don't know if it was because I was yellow or that I was sick, but I had seven dolphins come swim with me. Heather, I had three of them 20 centimeters away from me, eye to eye, swimming
Wow.
with me. I had my hands close to my body. There was no conflict. There was no fear. There was no pain of any kind, any frustration, nothing. I didn't even want to reach out and touch them. All I know is that we were in union. We were one. We were together. There was no human animal. It was us beings being
Yes,
together. So
yes.
these three were swimming with me eye to eye, and the others swam around me. And I was like encapsulated in this beautiful life energy. It still gives me goosebumps.
Oh gosh, well, I've got goosebumps just listening to you, and also knowing, from many others who do this regularly, that there is an inordinate amount of healing and power in this experience. It is just absolutely phenomenal. So well done again on that. And then now you don't end just there. You actually wrote a book called Yes, Yes, You, which I love the title of. Why did you write it, Barbara?
Because I kept on getting the question in my counseling work, who, me? And the answer was yes, you're the one. You're the one that life is calling. Yes, you are the one that can make the difference. Yes, you are the one who can take responsibility here and take control. Yes, it's you, no one else. It's you.
I think you really hit the nail on the head there, because so many people are so kind of unaware of how enormously powerful they can be, and what they can do in this life. And so your title really is so striking, and it's so absolutely appropriate for life today, for possibility of anybody. We can be anything in this world, anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. We just fear ourselves more than we ought to. We
Okay.
fear, we fear our brain, we fear our programming, we fear the voice, we fear what will other people think. And I'm saying forget that. Work
Absolutely.
beyond that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I love it. Okay, so now we are coming to the end now, and I want to know what's next? What's next for Barbara?
More of the same, more fun and adventure. I want to tell you just one little bit in that when I did the Otter Trail just before my 60th birthday last year,
Yes, I forgot about that. Oh,
I
gosh.
marked my 60th with the Otter Trail. Heather,
Yes.
do you know that I had a near-death experience on that trail?
Gosh.
And I think the piece I would like to share with your audience is that passing over from this earth, this life into the afterlife, into the heavens of eternity is so much easier than we fear. It is such a natural transition. It is one of light and care and gentleness. And I
Well,
would love to leave you with that thought.
oh gosh, well, I think that's absolutely beautiful, because having that's a phenomenal experience that not everybody has. And so we've come to the end. Thank you for the beautiful time we've had, and I wish you onwards and upwards in the most beautiful work that you do and the extraordinary life that you're living. Thank you, Barbara.
Either. Thank you, girl. Ciao now.
Ciao.